have in California that I like. In California, the minute the pedestrian hits the street, I guess he has a ride. You should have been looking at us a little while ago. Mm-hmm. We just finished, so go ahead.
Come on back, Gwen.
She took a food and left.
Yes, you can see. If she only knew how much I eat, she wouldn't worry about it.
She's in bed for a few minutes.
Too far, yeah.
She said she wanted a picture taken.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna come up for just a minute because I want you to leave a message for me, will you? You going up there now?
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I didn't know him. I knew Robert.
There was a fellow in Leland named Shelby Brown that had a juke joint.
Yeah.
Papa J's?
Yes. In fact, my ex-mother-in-law named Ruby, they used to call her Red Ruby. Everybody called her Red Ruby's place. So I used to go over there when I was going with my ex-wife. I used to go and I used to stop over and check out the places. And so Papa J's and all of them, I got a chance just when I so it was a few years, quite a few years back, though. It must have been, when I first used to go, it was like 48, 49, like that. But then later on, after I left and went back, I used to go back again. They had quite a few of the, hello.
I'm sorry, Gwen.
This is Elwin Lee.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Elwin's our director of undergraduate studies. He's in charge of courses.
It makes me nervous. I hope it doesn't get to you. Karen? I guess you're used to it, but
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. I had it, but I
forgot.
I like this
That's
one.
My new album.
I had it. But the one that I want to get is Vital.
I've got one.
Gave my sister a pick in Jersey.
I did?
Yes.
You didn't give me one?
No.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S. No, the one that I like is Why You Sing the Blues. I love that one.
Oh, thank you.
Not that I don't like this one. So.
Well,
I didn't bring the music. I didn't bring the record.
No, I was going to say to you, this is one that I like. And I think if I had that pleasure, this would be one that would fit you.
Oh, I like that one.
I think that would fit you. And if I was going to thank you, I would say this one. Now, can you remember when I ordered?
Yes, I can.
One, two, three. In the order. This one here, I think, would be. This one, I think, hits me pretty well. This one, I think, would hit you. And this one here, Yes, I really do. It is, huh?
And I thank you too. Yes, I do. It does. What is your zodiac sign? Oh, your Virgo. This is a funny.
I'm happy.
November 16th.
9th.
I mean September, I'm sorry. I was thinking of someone else for November 16th, my son.
Oh, yeah? Yes.
Yes,
but a couple months later. But anyway, that is me. Somebody would probably want to know what that meant.
You will tell me my digits for tomorrow. Thank you very much.
My
pleasure. I appreciate that. I'm just talking to somebody else.
Out in Hollywood, there is a big gate right there. Because I have this, though, the one that they showed here.
Right.
I do have that. It's a beautiful piece that was put together by some person, I don't remember who it was, because the producer that put this together, I wasn't around when they was doing it. I'm usually the last guy to find out something about that anyway.
Yeah. Hello. How are you?
I'd like to meet you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
I'm in my favorite spot.
I see that.
Well, you know, around me, the average Mississippi country boy like myself love to talk. And if he got beautiful ladies near him, well, then he really
does. He's moved, really. Yeah. He's really eloquent. I know that. I feel the same impulse since I'm a Virginia boy.
Oh, I
do. Obviously, there is something we have in common.
Oh, yeah, ladies.
That is right. That is right. Well, it's really a thrill for me. This is an unusual experience for me.
Well, very good. We're delighted to have you here. You, since Calhoun College is my college too, it's very good to have you both ways, both in Calhoun and here, as a part of our Afro-American Studies program.
Oh, I see. I was in Africa about 2 or 3 months ago, I think. And to find out that there's so much to be done and so many things that people are doing as you are, it really makes one, when you get a chance to visit Africa, especially an Afro-American as myself, really be proud when you see people learning about more about us.
I know, and they obviously need to do this. They know actually very, very little about us, and tend to think of American culture in general as a homogenized culture. And as we need to know obviously a great deal about them, they need to know a great deal about us.
I think that they're interested. I think they are. From what I found while over there, I found that they're very much so interested in what we are doing and what marks that we've made for the world. And I know I learned a lot from them.
I'm sure.
Which country did you...
I was in Western Africa. Our first stop was Senegal. And Dakar for a few days, and then we left and went. We stopped over. We didn't perform, but we stopped in Liberia, Monrovia. But our next performing date was in Ghana, in Accra.
Where in Accra?
We've been at Lagos. Not Lagos, Lagan, I'm sorry. Lagan, I'm thinking of Nigeria when I said the city of Lagos. But we went out to Lagan and met several of the professors out at the college, the university there.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And in fact, that's where we gave the concert there and had a workshop with the kids, students. And had a chance to look around quite a bit. I really like Ghana. I like Ghana. If I had money that I could do some things, I would try to buy a home there, a place that I could go and visit for a time. I wouldn't want to just live there out, but I would Yeah. Like have a place. What
makes you like it so much? What about
it? It reminds me of home. It reminds me of the Mississippi Delta and the people that I saw. A lot of them seem like the people that I know on the next, well, not the next street because we're old boy in the country, but the, you know, the next place over.
Right.
They seem to be, if I were going to be a judge of where I think the people of my area came from as slaves, I would think that they came
from that area.
They're right. Because they seem to be real down-to-earth people.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of business people that was taken care of, as I used the word, taking care of business, but you still had people that could look at you as if you were a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They seem to take time with you as if you were a person. Or as if you really mean something to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feeling that I like to get from people. That
if I
fall and break my leg, somebody would pick me up
and not
step on me.
Mm-hmm.
I got a different feeling a bit when I got to Nigeria. It was kind of New Yorkish, like, you know. Everybody's, you know, really? Hey, baby, you know. I mean, that was the feeling. Not that I dislike, but if I had my choice, I would settle in Ghana. So that was the difference. So actually, when we left Ghana, we went to...
Isn't it true that in Nigeria, it's more industrialized, and it seems to be that the more industrialized the city is, the more, not inhuman, but the, well, people just don't seem to have time for you.
It could be. It could be. I didn't get around as much as I would like. It was sort of like a visit here. I was there for just a short time, so I really couldn't give you no valid opinions about the many things other than, you know, just like flying this guy in there for a day and what I saw I can say. you understand?
Right.
But to be around there longer, I probably would have been able to give you an opinion that would be maybe even difficult now. But just being there for that short length of time, I think I was there, over there in Africa, about 2 weeks, I believe, just about 2 weeks. And it was something. It was an experience that I've never had before. I mean, nothing like it. But you see, I was disappointed, though, when I first got to Africa. I was really disappointed. And when I say this, people laugh at me. When I first got there, they had a news conference, so they said, "What do you think of the mother country, Africa?" I said, "I'm disappointed." And everybody looked at me. What I meant was, I didn't see big cats walking around. I didn't see elephants poking the trunks through the window, you know. In other words, some of the people in West Africa haven't seen a wild animal themselves. You know, the only way that they see is if they go near Kenya, somewhere back out there. They claim that's a park out there. That's just crazy. No, I'm serious, you know. Mm-hmm. And I saw people, you know, like educated people. I saw nice buildings. All this is not the Africa that I'd heard about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you got a chance to see that people are people all over, regardless of what continent they live on. And that was the surprising part as far as some of the books that I've read about Africa, especially Black Africa. You know, I really had never seen the modern the buildings. One other thing that was kind of weird that maybe they need to have is an energy crisis over there. Is in Nigeria, is the world's worst traffic jam. New York with Los Angeles, Chicago, and Jackson, Mississippi thrown in wouldn't be as bad. But that's the only thing. The only thing that, and I was really surprised with that because I never thought that there was, according to what I'd read. So it just shows that we need to know more about
African culture and the African people, just as they need to know more about us. This is what I was trying to say.
Hey, this is John Blessing.
John, how are you?
Yeah. And that was the difference. That's what I meant about being disappointed. Actually, I was disappointed at things, what I had been taught, I read about, were really stale comparing to what the people are, where they are. That's what I meant.
Did you have a chance to listen to any African music?
That was one of the things that I enjoyed most.